This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
With Chris Barnes. Parts of the Gulf Coast are being drenched again, this time by Tropical Storm Beta, which made landfall on the Texas coast last night. The rising storm surge having an impact on, among other places, Surfside Beach, Texas, where this man says,
"So much property lost on the beach, though. It's amazing just in one little storm."
Some parts of the Texas Gulf Coast could see over 10 inches of rain from the storm. Latest efforts to avoid a federal government shutdown appearing to be failing with just 9 days to go. House Democrats have introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include some bailout money for farmers that President Trump is calling for. Senate Republicans say they will vote against that bill once the House passes it later this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Republican chairman of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Panel says Republicans have the votes to confirm President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, whoever it is, before Election Day. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham saying that Democrats' efforts to stop a vote will fail.
It's pretty obvious they want an outcome. They'll destroy anybody's life to keep these seats open. They said they tried to destroy Brett Kavanaugh so they could fill the seat. They were dumb enough to say that. I've seen this movie before. It's not going to work. It didn't work with Kavanaugh. We've got the votes.
Graham was speaking on Fox News. President Trump says he'll announce a nominee to succeed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg late Friday or on Saturday. The Justice Department is identifying New York City, Seattle, and Portland, Oregon as anarchist jurisdictions. Earlier this month, President Trump asked the Attorney General William Barr and the Office of Management and Budget to review federal funding for those cities. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Trump administration putting new sanctions on the government of Iran. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the U.S. will not allow Iran to endanger the world with ballistic missile development. And Defense Chief Mark Esper says Iran does continue to engage in aggressive and destabilizing behavior. A University of Georgia fraternity is suspended after racist texts to a student were posted online. But the student wants more action taken. She's calling for the chapter to be revoked and its members expelled altogether. The 20-year-old has been on a crusade to make the campus and community safe after noticing a sorority not practicing social distancing, and she believes that's what led to the texts on a private messaging app. The school called the comments outrageous and offensive, saying the issue is being investigated. Today is the first day of autumn, or fall, if you will, and on this day, both day and night are equal. 12 hours of light, 12 hours of dark. The autumnal equinox signifies the start of shorter days and longer nights in the northern hemisphere and the opposite in the southern hemisphere. Whatever the season, you can always find more out about USA Radio online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. We've made it so far. Where are we? What state are we in now? We're just outside of Illinois. It's been quite the road trip from California to the east. Later on, we'll end up in Tennessee on our way down to Florida. But what a great opportunity to, see a little bit closer. You know, there's quite a bit difference when you're on the road traveling this beautiful country of ours versus in a jet. So it's been a good experience, and we've met some really nice people along the way. Ilya Shapiro is with us right now. He's written a new book. The title of the book is Supreme Disorder, Judicial Nominations and the Politics of America's Highest Court. Perfect timing with all things being discussed that has to do with RBG and the Supreme Court. Ilya, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be on. The publisher had to pay extra for that time.
Wow, I'm telling you. This has been amazing, and of course it's been nonstop for you because you've given us so much background into the Supreme Court. It's not always been a bed of roses, has it?
No, in fact, politics has been part of the nomination and confirmation process since the very beginning. George Washington had a nominee rejected, for that matter. About half the presidents in our history have had trouble filling seats. And, the nature of the disputes certainly change. And in the modern era, what's different is that you have the culmination of several trends where different interpretive theories map onto partisan preferences at a time when the parties are more ideologically sorted than they've been since at least the Civil War. And so when you have the Supreme Court and the judiciary generally deciding so many important political controversies in this large country, of course, there's going to be a big fight every time there's a vacancy for one of those precious seats.
Yeah, and let's add the natural contention of ideologies, as you say, Ilya, when you've got, it's one thing when you have a one party in particular in control that are pulling the levers versus, when you have, when you have a division of power, either the White House could be one party and the Senate be another, that adds to the conflict. But right now, here we are in a short period of time. All this tradition is being brought out and everybody wants to stand on tradition, which they're happy to throw away when, tradition doesn't necessarily favor their side or their advantage, do they?
It's all power politics at the end of the day. The Constitution doesn't say very much other than the president shall nominate and with the advice and consent of the Senate shall appoint justices. Historically, you're right to put your finger on the key issue, whether the same party controls the Senate and the White House. The overall confirmation rate when we have united party control is about 90% historically, and when it's divided, it's south of 60%, and that difference is accentuated in presidential election years. So, absolutely, historically speaking, the whole ball game is Do you have the votes? Is the Senate aligned with the White House?
Exactly. And, of course, where we stand right now in this modern era, the lightning rod is freedom of choice. And it's a it has to do with Roe v. Wade, and no doubt that this is rallying the troops in a very fervent way. We saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. It just seemed like there was just such a harsh desperation to try not to let that seat go to a conservative.
Right. I mean, there has been a tit-for-tat escalation going back decades. Robert Bork in 87 was the first time, really, that there was an all-out offensive to stop and what's become known as the verb to Bork, a nominee purely yes. on ideology and judicial philosophy, which, you know, I think it's fine for senators to oppose a nominee because they're opposed to that, they disagree with the judicial philosophy, but demagoguing it and all these gotcha moments and things like that, that's inappropriate. Although the detail in my book, Supreme Disorder, Bork isn't, it didn't all start. Our wars did not start in 1987. It really goes back to, the late 30s when, under Franklin Roosevelt, the court started making decisions that allowed the centralization of power within Washington and the skewing of power away from Congress towards the executive branch. And so, Now, all of these major controversies, not just abortion or guns, these cultural values, but also the size of the government and decisions made by regulatory authorities, those are all ultimately decided in the courts rather than by legislators, whether at the state or federal level.
Well, no question with anything hysterical or historical is that, you know, you can look back and see certain benchmarks, but you can see a gradual increase, what I would call, of people being Borked or, you know, these justices. I mean, these are qualified individuals that have, and I don't care what political spectrum they're on, but they've worked hard. But to be attacked in ways, you know, like Bork, like Alito, more so like Thomas Kavanaugh as well. But it seems, Ilya, in looking back historically, that conservative judges seem to have more scrutiny than liberals. Did you find that to be the case in your research?
Well, in the modern times, I think that's right. It's harder to make a conservative versus liberal comparison, before, 100 years ago or so, because the ideologies were different, the issues were different. But yes, Nixon had two nominations go down. Jimmy Carter didn't have anyone to appoint. Clinton had Ginsburg and Breyer, who were confirmed overwhelmingly. I mean, for that matter, the year before Bork, with Scalia, he was confirmed unanimously. You can imagine Scalia unanimously, Ginsburg 96-3. So, Rehnquist ran into some issues, to be elevated as Chief Justice the same year as Scalia. But yeah, in the last 30 years, the those nominated by Republican presidents have definitely run into, harder opposition than those nominated by Clinton or Obama.
Is there just something fundamentally wrong in that? I mean, what do we expect, you know, from the executive branch when they nominate a Supreme Court judge and they put them in nomination? What should be the job of the Senate? I mean, it seems to me that particularly in the modern era, you might argue that they've, maybe gone too far.
Well, I don't know who's going too far. I think it's perfectly fine for senators to evaluate what kind of judges these nominees are going to be or have been, and if they disagree with that interpretive theory, to vote against them. But be honest about it. Don't try to demagogue it or come up with false accusations and what have you. Let's have that debate. I mean, let the voters evaluate what kind of judges they want. Historically, that's benefited Republicans more than Democrats. That's probably part of the reason why Joe Biden has not released a list of potential candidates.
Exactly. And I think you hit the right temperament with that, Ilya, and that is that we want to know what is the foundation, what is the worldview of this judge and how they're going to interpret the Constitution. I think that's a fair discovery, and I don't mind that. I welcome that, to be frank. More from Ilya after this.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7000. 364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, who would have thought a book like Supreme Disorder, that there would be a time for this, and the release and timing, how it all came together, most incredible. But again, you know, the one thing about living life is that you realize what may sometimes look like a surprise really isn't much of a surprise after all. He's the Cato's Director of Constitutional Studies. Ilya Shapiro is with us. It's his fault, the book, supreme disorder. So what happened? How did the genesis of this book come about, Ilya?
Well, in the wake of the Kavanaugh hearing, I've been a court watcher for a decade or so, and I thought about how did we get to where we are? Clearly, the toxic cloud that envelops all of our political discourse has now covered the Supreme Court as well. And I wanted to explore when did this start? How did it start? Is there anything that can be done about it? And so, I was very familiar with everything from Bork onwards, or from Roe v. Wade onwards, say. But going back to the early days, I mean, some of those fights they had, before the Civil War, between Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln, only 8 of 21 nominees were confirmed. The biggest fight overall, by the way, I would say, is not Bork or Thomas or Kavanaugh. It was Louis Brandeis back in 1916. The longest, I think it took 5 months before nomination and confirmation. He was the first Jewish nominee, but also a big social crusader, very politically controversial. Now, he himself did not testify. That was the first hearing they ever had, but they thought it would be unseemly for the nominee himself to testify. And ultimately, the final vote wasn't as close as it was in some of the more recent ones. But and obviously, we don't have TV footage or anything like that. But that was
right.
Very, very, very controversial. But another justice on the court back in 1916, Charles Evans Hughes, resigned to run against President Woodrow Wilson in that fall's election. So you can imagine the tumultuous time they were living in. And again, every era has its own fights. And as I was learning, there's really not much new under the sun. You're talking about
exactly.
a vacancy on the eve of the election in 1956. A justice resigned in October, a month before the election, and the Senate was not in session. They were all out campaigning, didn't want to come back. What did Eisenhower do? He recess-appointed a justice. Lots of examples of different things going on in our history, but it comes down to the different way that politics and judicial philosophy plays in terms of the incentives that senators and presidents and outside groups face.
Now, for your book, you had an opportunity to talk with Judge Ginsburg?
No. I did not try to set up interviews with the justices. That would have been a different project. I mean, I don't know how forthcoming they would have been to talk about their experiences or their views on what the confirmation process should be. I did talk to White House counsel and their deputies and others who had been involved in the selection process going back to Ronald Reagan's attorney general, Ed Meese, so someone from, I think, every administration since then. And that was clarifying, and that was interesting, telling me about the factors that it went into selection and the way that the political pressures played at the time.
Exactly. Well, I think maybe there's something there in terms of something in the future, Ilya. And I can understand judges, while they're on the court, be reticent, to be able to open up. But it would be interesting to get their perspective on the nomination process as well.
Well, that might need to be my next book. We'll see how this one does. So far, so good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She passes away on Friday, and I even sent out tweets that, because you could see what was going on. I mean, this thing was just all of a sudden, all hell was breaking loose, and I thought, can we have a moment? Can we just have a moment of rest in peace for the judge? I didn't particularly care for, her decisions so much. I was in disagreement personally, but, she's a fellow humanoid. I mean, gone through the journey of life, and can she rest in peace for a moment before all the dices come out and everybody's rolling dices for this chair and the partisanship. But politics being what it is in this modern era, I guess there's just there's always room for politics, even when you don't want to make room for it.
Indeed. I mean, I was on the phone with CBS on a panel. Maybe within an hour, less than an hour of the news breaking of her passing. And initially everyone was talking about different parts of her legacy, her legal legacy, her life, being a pioneering woman lawyer and all that. And then very quickly the host pivoted to the political aspect. And We demurred then, but it wasn't long before that indeed took center stage. A lot of parallels to the Scalia situation 4 years earlier. He obviously passed in February, a little earlier in the cycle ahead of the presidential election, but still, you had statements by senators, statements by the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, very quickly. You had the analysis of the political ramifications going in parallel with the lionization and hagiography of these legal giants, of course, one conservative and one progressive.
And when you look back at, the track of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I mean, it was almost, I mean, she was really made and designed for the court. I mean, her perspective and her opinion. But, I mean, this is a brilliant woman.
Absolutely. I mean, as many people have said, including her old pal, Justice Scalia, writing in Time magazine
exactly.
5 years ago, she was the Thurgood Marshall of the women's rights movement, the women's equality movement, pioneering litigator design strategy when she led the ACLU's women's project, and very strategic about how to tear down gender discrimination. Would often represent men who, for example, were not receiving their wives' pensions or were not allowed to take a certain leave or tax deduction that was available to women, things like that to show that both genders deserve equal treatment under the law.
What do you think people most misunderstood about this judge?
She's had a long history. I mean, it's interesting. When she was up for her Supreme Court nomination, when Bill Clinton picked her in 1993, she had navigated and established a fairly moderate record on the D.C. Circuit before then, and so amazingly, the pro-choice movement was nervous about what her position was on abortion and other issues. In fact, Ginsburg had given a speech at NYU 6 months before her nomination saying that the court had really contributed to the nasty public discourse over abortion by both prematurely making that decision and deciding it in a way that was a little nebulous with the penumbras and emanations rather than on equal protection grounds and things like that. A critique of Roe v. Wade. Of course, in retrospect, that seems amazing and a little ridiculous to question Justice Ginsburg's views on abortion. But, you know, there's real thought there. There's a real lawyerly mind. This is not result-oriented, radical, reach the left-wing result, doesn't matter what the law says. I mean, I disagreed with
exactly.
her plenty, including in some of her celebrated dissents in Shelby County, the voting rights case, or NFIB, the Obamacare case, things like that. But this is not some screed that's that doesn't have any reasoning behind it.
And I think that's what Justice Scalia appreciated about her is that she was strategic. I mean, she was very thoughtful. And there was a basis for her her renderings. It wasn't, as you say, it wasn't based on emotion or just solid ideology, was it so much? I mean, I may stretch that ideology aspect just a little bit, but I didn't see her as at least in her renderings as somebody that was kind of a knee jerk reaction. It was very strategic.
Yeah, that's right. And her approach is methodical and studious. I mean, if you read her opinions, there's not bombast or vitriol. It's not emotional appeals. It's trying to harness logic and use it in support of her arguments.
Exactly, and I guess that's key to her legacy. We've been visiting with Ilya Shapiro, Cato's Director of Constitutional Studies. His new book came out just in time. I mean, it's awesome. Get your hands on it. Supreme Disorder, Judicial Nominations, and the Politics of America's Highest Court. Available at all the usual places and linked on our website. Thank you, Ilya. Be safe.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Parts of the Gulf Coast are being drenched again, this time by Tropical Storm Beta, which made landfall on the Texas coast last night. The rising storm surge having an impact on, among other places, Surfside Beach, Texas, where this man says,
so much property lost on the beach, though. It's amazing, just in one little storm.
Some parts of the Texas Gulf Coast could see over 10 inches of rain from the storm. Latest efforts to avoid a federal government shutdown appearing to be failing with just 9 days to go. House Democrats have introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include some bailout money for farmers that President Trump is calling for. Senate Republicans say they will vote against that bill once the House passes it later this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're going to be joining my good friend Jeff Carrere in just a moment. Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crusher, is a daily radio show, as we do occasionally here on WGSO 990 AM there. And we're going to be talking about FBI Director Ray. You know, what the heck's been going on with him? I mean, you know, with all that's been said about the FBI corruption, all these investigations going on, and, you know, we often hear, well, 99% of the FBI, not a problem. You know, like we talked with John Guandola, you know, the outstanding contributors to our nation's security. But I think it's clear. I think it's clear that, you know, corruption has been abounding in the FBI. But we don't, at the end of the day, do we feel like we took care of the problem, or did it just kind of like, this is a drive-by, you know? It happened, and, you know, we're waiting on the Durham investigation. We knew Horowitz wasn't going to give us much, but, you know, Durham's investigation has been delayed because of, you know, COVID, supposedly. We're starting to hear some rumblings. Some knees seem to be knocking, you know, on the side of the Democrats. But, look it. We'll catch it here and see it for what it is, as we're waiting right now for Jeff Carrere to join us. And any moment we'll hear his brilliant introduction.
And go live on Bill's show, and he'll be on our program. And Bill Martinez, are you with us, my friend?
Hey, I'm right with you. Good timing. I think we're working this out. You know, I was talking with my engineer, Brad. I said, maybe we got to get the engineers together because they kind of know this. You know, we're just the host folk, you know.
You got it.
And how we put this together. Hey, but hey, I'm doing great. How about you? I mean, the hurricanes, you know, the beignets are still safe. Everybody's okay there. What's going on?
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We've had hurricanes hit all around us, and another one soaking Texas. A lot of rain, but fortunately, it's not a killer storm like we've had in the past. So we're waiting to the end of the season. It's been an active season, Bill.
Yeah, no, I'm right with you. In fact, we're on a road trip. We're coming back from California. We're I can't even remember what state we're in right now. Oh, we're in Indiana right now. The wife yells out at me. So we've been traveling, which has been quite interesting, you know, to take a look at the United States, the interior, what they would call the flyover states,
right.
A little closer. I got to say this, Jeff, only have seen in all the travels from California to Indiana, I've only seen two Biden-Harris signs. Only two.
Wow.
What does that tell you?
Well, I
lots of Trump,
actually
lots of Trump signs
in my neighborhood, I haven't seen many. I agree with you. There's certainly a lot more enthusiasm for Donald Trump, and that's a good thing. I haven't seen much enthusiasm for Slow Joe.
No, not at all. And it's hard to put the numbers together. And you go, what are the pollsters trying to work us once again here? How can you believe, you know, Slow Joe, who says,
right.
How many millions now? Is it 2 million people have died of COVID, according to his
or
measure?
Or 200 million, something
or
like
two,
that.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. 200 million,
right.
two-thirds of the country is dead.
Right.
But we just don't know it, according to Joe Biden.
You know, he doesn't know what he's doing or where he is. And I said earlier, Bill, that, you know, his loved ones, family members, friends that care for him shouldn't allow him to do this, really should take him off this campaign trail. He shouldn't be running for president. He should be getting some help.
You think so? And the thing is, of course, we've got the big debate, the first debate coming up. Jeff, I mean, this is going to be quite telling. And we'll see if the vice president has an earpiece, if he's going to be getting some coaching along the way, because last time I checked, he's not going to be able to have a teleprompter.
That is a very good point. You know, you've got a liberal moderator. That's going to help him, Chris Wallace. He is obviously going to be doing some prep. They're going to inject him with whatever they can inject him to get him ready. So that's why the president said there should be a drug test. But I don't know how he can continue to run without doing a cognitive test like the president has called for. The media is so lame, Bill. They don't really ask him any tough questions. They don't press him on these things. And he right now gets to go through all these news conferences with very easy questions while the president gets grilled every time
yes.
the reporters get a chance.
Well, the town hall comparison with George
yeah.
Stephanopoulos was just ridiculous, you know. But you see what's happening, Jeff? People are really, they're figuring that when I'm talking to people across the country, they're figuring it out. They go, we get the game. We know what they want. They just want us to be quiet. But you know what? We're going to speak loud and clear. And some are already, because we got a number of states already with early voting taking place. But particularly on November 3rd, as tradition, they're going to speak loud and clear. And what you're going to hear from the voting booth is, can you hear me now?
You know, that is what I'm hoping as well, Bill, that the turnout is so overwhelming that they can't steal it. But we're very worried about this whole mail-in ballot process. And, you know, these judges are now allowing these ballots to be counted 6 days after the election in Wisconsin and other states. So this whole thing is being dragged out. And that, to me, is a real concern, Bill, that this thing could be stolen. And I'm hoping the president's got a vast legal team that is ready to go to bat for him.
Well, this is why it's so important, particularly for conservatives and people who love the American way and the American dream, that based on the Constitution, that they come out in record numbers. We can't have the numbers that have been traditional that say, oh, you know, like 50% of one group, particularly religious evangelicals. Only 50% will actually register to vote. And of that 50, Jeff, only 50 of those will actually vote. That's unacceptable. We need people to come out in record numbers. If not, you know, all this, you know, all this language about America becoming Venezuela, this socialistic turn that this country is at the tipping point of realizing, can be fully realized, and it's adios America.
Adios America, and hello AOC and Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and the left, far left wing of the Democrat Party. They'll be controlling Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, she is the most liberal United States senator, more liberal than Bernie Sanders. So they'll be in charge, and this country will be destroyed by these people. Because socialism never works, Bill. It
exactly.
never works anywhere it's
no. And it wasn't that long ago under Biden Obama. What did they do to the economy? What did they do to jobs? I mean, people were so frustrated. And you talk about malaise. I mean, it was Jimmy Carter era all over again. I mean, how quick can we forget? People were out of work. That's why when Donald Trump came in and lifted the boot of Regulation Nation off their throats, they just busted through, you know, the gates and said, get out of my way. I want to get back to work. And look what happened.
We had the best economy in the history of this country, 3.5% unemployment, Bill, 7 million yeah. jobs under Donald Trump, and it was booming until this pandemic came. And I continue to believe that it was designed by China to try to impact and destroy Donald Trump's reelection chances.
Well, you heard that interview of the Chinese virologist who came on. She said it's man-made, and it was purposeful. I got to tell you, that was earth-shaking, and you're waiting for it to really resonate with the international community. Because let me tell you, if that wasn't a full and direct indictment of the communist Chinese, I don't know what else you need to hear. I mean, we've got congressmen going crazy on a rumor, unsubstantiated, that Russia had a bounty out for our military soldiers, and they're going sideways and heads are busting over that.
Right.
But yet now we have a Chinese virologist who is one of the top virologists there in the country that has been studying COVID. She said,
right.
no doubt about it, this was man-made, it was released, and it was purposeful. Now,
it was.
Where's
and
the reaction there by comparison? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's,
where is it?
So telling. They're focused, they're hysterical about Russia. They don't seem to want to give the Chinese connection any attention. And it also revolves around this FBI director, Christopher Wray, in the recent hearing.
Exactly.
Talked about Russia interfering
yes.
in the election. Well, what about China, Bill? China is a much mm-hmm. bigger threat than Russia, much bigger threat.
Well, I think to your point in this is that you follow the money. I mean, how much of that communist money is in the back pocket of the very politicians that we've elected and these other key influencers? I mean, we know it's everywhere else. It's in movies. It's in the
yeah.
NBA. I mean, you know, so why would it not stop there?
And it'll be in the Biden administration if he's elected president. He'll be a puppet of China, Bill. Big time.
Well, I think that's already proven, right? I mean, the skids have been more than greased over the years with Joe Biden and his family all included, no doubt about it. Jeff, parting is such sweet sorrow. Look forward to the next time that we connect together on each other's show. You take care, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you.
You got it.
Great Bill Martinez.
You got it.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get 2 bottles free when you order 2 bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy 2 bottles for only $49.99 each and get 2 bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your gold. The stand, the fight, your gold. You've come so far, keep going.
Hey, you ready to come back? I'll tell you, we've got a real cool thing that's happening. I say cool, that's kind of an understatement. It is called The Return. You've heard us talk with Kevin Jessup and Jonathan Kahn about this incredible event that's going to be happening at the mall, the D.C. Mall. That is this Saturday, all-out event. It's going to start actually Friday with the youth kind of, you know, setting the stage for it all. But Saturday is the big day. Jonathan Kahn, Alveda King, many other influence leaders will be there. This will be telecast around the world. And it's a day of return. It's a time for a country that has realized that it has turned its back on God, that the chaos that we are enduring right now is beyond our capacity. We're looking to all the wrong people. If you think Joe Biden or even Donald Trump is going to solve the heart problems of America, we're on the wrong track. We're looking to the wrong people. It's like our Constitution says, there are certain inalienable rights. These are God-given rights. They're not given to us by the nation, by despot, by leaders. I mean, they try to sell us on that, and that's what has killed so many millions of people historically. But here we are in America realizing that we're missing the mark. You know, you cannot have the suicide levels that you have in our country today. You know, the marriages that are breaking up, family disruptions, you know, pandemics, you know, riots in the streets. You know, that is really, you have to look at it from a standpoint. It's symptomatic of the heart condition of Americans today. And if we don't get our hearts right, getting our hearts right is not looking to government. We have to look to the creator of the universe, the one who created heaven and earth, the one who went into covenant with the pilgrims for this great country of ours. And we've been blessed. We've been blessed and have been a blessing. And what people are realizing is that we're losing that blessing, and the sense of the hand of God is no longer with us. And what are we going to do about it if you see it that way? Now, many of us are coming together, as I say, as one around the world, around this country, to turn to God and to turn from our evil ways. And by turning to God, it's to, you know, confess and agree with God the way God sees things, not the way we think and how we can argue about it. I mean, look, it's gotten so nuts that it's no longer a man and a woman. There's, I don't know, 63 and counting gender options. How do you reconcile that? How do you make sense of all that? But with God, God knows how to make sense out of it. Trust me. And we don't. We'll argue it all day. But God has a very simple answer. And that's the opportunity that we have in coming together in the return. So I mentioned that to you. With us right now, time to go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. And live and in person, as she is most every week. And we're so grateful for Samantha Mao to come on the show and share with us these dynamic viral videos that are catching everybody's attention. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing lovely this morning. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We've been on a road trip. We've made it so far to Indiana, covered everything, you know, that was in our path from, you know, California, you know, through Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Iowa. I mean, it's been quite the journey, but, on our way to the East Coast into Florida, I think we're in Indiana right now.
That sounds like quite a trip so far. You're going to be not too far from me going up to D.C.
Yeah, really. Hey, why don't we meet at Chewy's? We'll have a little Mexican lunch there at Chewy's together, just for old time's sake, right?
I would love that.
Great tortillas. Yeah, we love the homemade style tortillas. But surely I digress. Hey, let's talk about this 18-year-old who was honored after pulling a mother, three children from a burning car in Connecticut. What happened?
So Justin Gavin, he's a Connecticut teenager. He's 18 years old. He was just on a walk to a local Walgreens, and he realized that there was a car going past him on fire, and different drivers were honking their horns and trying to notify the mom driving the car that it's in flames. And he could see little kids in the back seat. Then he started yelling, you know, stop your car. Your car's on fire. And, you know, it's crazy to think that something like that could be going on without you being aware of it. I've seen it happen before. So Gavin, he said, if I was in that situation, I would want somebody to help me. And so he said his instincts just took over, and he ran up. He started chasing the car, and as soon as it stopped, he pulls the mom out, and he pulls out the three children in the back. There was a 4-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 1-year-old who was actually still in a car seat.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
So that could have gone really badly if there hadn't been somebody to help, you know, if he hadn't just rushed into action just in the nick of time. And it was just before the car was engulfed in flames. So, you know, he really was putting himself at risk without, you know, it's like he wasn't even thinking about what happened. And he's been awarded, which he deserves to be recognized for his bravery. And, you know, he said the whole interaction actually changed his perspective on police and what they have to do and how short life can be. But, you know, 18 years old, what a brave young man. Like,
wow.
You know, you always
amazing.
Wonder what
he's I mean, he's probably, he's going, I'm living a movie segment. I mean, this is what you see in a movie. You don't see this in real life, right?
And
of course,
right.
It's all punctuated with the car explosion, right?
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine the car getting engulfed in the flames, especially with a baby in the back seat and being buckled in. Those things can be difficult to get a child out anyway, especially in that situation. So, you know, God bless
him. Because you're trying to avoid panic, right? Because panic is when you overexercise and you make the wrong moves and everything like that. Well, gosh, wow, what a fortunate thing. For him and for the family, because I believe things do not happen by accident. This particular group of people needed to come together for that particular moment to experience a bit of a happy ending, to say the least. Now, this next story, you got a North Dakota farmers. This is a group of farmers. Huh? They finish a neighbor's harvest after he has a heart attack.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen stuff like this with farmers before. It's kind of one of the things that you have to love about them. This is in Divide County, North Dakota. You know, a group of farmers put their own harvesting on hold, and they ended up cutting 1,000 acres for a farmer who had just suffered a heart attack. His name was Lean Unum, and his combine caught fire last week, and then he had a heart attack, which is terrible. Mm-hmm. And his crops going unharvested would be devastating to his family. And, you know, local farmers knew that. So there was around 60 farmers. They brought 11 combines, 6 grain carts, and 15 semis to get his wheat and canola in the bin. And Right. They had it done 1,000 acres in less than 7 hours. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Those guys
see,
are
these
experts.
These are North Dakotans. This is the way they're so community oriented. You know, they're not about to go around burning people's buildings or anything like that, but they're going to come together and help their neighbor like this. This is awesome. And that's the spirit of the Midwest and people, particularly in North Dakota. I love this next story in particular because I was born and raised in California, and California is always burning. It's either burning or flooding, or, you know, it's such a mess these days. And maybe this next story, they need the answer that that Oregon figured out. And, when it comes to firefighting, they need goats. Maybe that's what California needs, goats.
Isn't this a strange kind of solution? So in Oregon, not right in Oregon, but just outside of it. It's in Forest Grove. They have a herd of 230 vegetation eating goats to clear underbrush. And, you know, one of the things that has made, different areas vulnerable to wildfires is that vegetation growing in the underbrush.
Exactly.
And you know, this is a really unique solution to that. And I'm sure that could be something that we could all get behind, is these goats just going around. It costs about $800 a day, but these goats go around and they're expert underbrush cleaners. You know, you're feeding them.
I love
they're
that.
They're getting things cleared out. Don't you love that?
Animal vacuum cleaners. I love it.
That's
this is what California. That's what California needs. I mean, even the governor finally had to, get off the partisan bandwagon and admit it wasn't about climate change, that it was really about forest mismanagement. And and maybe that's what I'll do for Christmas. We'll send them a bucket of goats. Huh? What do you think?
That would be an awesome Christmas.
Just,
and, you know, anything that would help stop these devastating wildfires from happening in the West, I think, would be an amazing idea. And, you know, something like goats, I don't see how people could get behind that. That's about the, like, least damaging, most cute way to control something like that.
Well, exactly. Mr. Brad, I want you to cut the segment out. Let's send it to Gavin Newsom there in California. goats for Christmas. That's what we're going to do. Hey, let's talk about a match made in heaven. A teen swimmer becomes blind, trains for Paralympics with a guide dog. How did this happen?
That's right. So Anastasia Pagona, she's now 16, but she actually lost her eyesight when she was 14 years old, which is difficult enough being a teenager, but it was like within 2 months of her eyesight starting to fail, she completely lost it. And she went into a depression. And, she said it was a few months later, she was in this depression and she didn't know what to do. And she's like, okay, I can't see now. What am I going to do with my life? And just before she had started, lost her vision, she had started swimming and she just knew that was her happy place. So she began to swim again, and she got a guide dog that has helped her swim. It's a guide dog foundation. His name's Radar, and he was trained by he was a puppy with a purpose from the New York Islanders, and he's helped her win a couple of medals, and she's now training for the Paralympics, which is amazing. She's up in Colorado training, and she's really
what a great around. What a great story. Well, now you know why she's the good news girl. You can check her out at BillMartinezLive.com. A couple stories we didn't get to. A dad's food truck makes $6 a day. Wow. And the daughter says, oh, no, we're going to get on Twitter. We're going to raise some money. Great story there, you got to see. And also about an Arizona woman who dropped off a surprise gift to a Louisiana man who was dealing with some hurricanes. Samantha Mal, Sam, appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the